Welcome back to Minisode 17, I'm pretty sure, or maybe 18. Who knows? I'm pretty sure it's 17 though. But welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. Please send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com so they can be featured right here on the Minisodes. And also do not forget about our giveaway. You only have a few more months left to paint a picture of that for you. I say a word twice in every single Minisode, and on January 1st, you will send me a picture that is proof that you're subscribed to the podcast and that word as the subject line. And then if you win, I'll get back to you and you'll just tell me your shirt size and stuff like that so I can give you the mystery box and send that to you. But let's get right into our ghost stories for today. This one's called The Top Hat Demon. So this story happened to my uncle in the 80s and I thought I'd share. Background, my uncle has always been sensitive to the paranormal and so are his kids. But the portal to hell mirror is a story for another day. That was in quotes. We're gonna need that story too. You can't just say that and not put that story in there. But here's the story. On one hot August night in the 80s, my uncle stayed with his friends to drink and hang out with his friends. There was an old mattress in the attics, so when it came time to sleep, he took a blanket and pillow and went up there to pass out. He slept up there all night in this new August New England heat, but managed to pass out eventually. Then later in the night, he awoke shivering, feeling like he had been watched. He couldn't understand how it got so cold when he went to the bed sweating in the attic, with no AC. He turned to face the ceiling, and that's when he saw it. Standing over him was a shadow of a man in a top hat with two red eyes. My uncle was paralyzed with fear, starting to imposing figure bearing down on him. And then it spoke. "I killed you once, and I will kill you again," it said. The man in the top hat then fell through my uncle, giving him a freezing chill through his body, and the shadow went through the attic floor. My uncle put his arms up, thinking he was about to get attacked, but all he felt was a cold whoosh. He believes it may have been some demon from a past life that came to haunt him, but I don't know of any other encounters he had with this top hat demon. But I do think it was supernatural. He could still move, so I don't think it was sleep paralysis, and he has some other ghost visitors throughout his life, so I believe it. That is a odd story. Kind of weird. Well, it's obviously terrifying if someone, a demon thing with black eyes and a top hat, tells you that they might kill you again. It's gonna be definitely scary, obviously. But that is a pretty creepy story. So let's go on to our next one. This one's called My Cat Left Me One Last Gift. My family and I have always been animal lovers. I've never known a time when we didn't have cats or dogs with us, and I feel like they've helped raise them. When my father was in college, he adopted two cats named Tiger and Kido. Tyra passed away due to a coyote, and after she passed, Kido was never the same. She was grumpy and preferred to be by herself, but I would annoy her with my love. Anyway, one night I was carrying her in a wicker basket with some blankets. I would bring her room to room
with me as I cleaned up. I had been petting her and listening to her purr when she suddenly stopped moving. I was maybe 12, and I remember praying for the first time to bring her back to me. It was awful to bring her out to my mom and tell her she had passed. I had a tradition, whenever a pet died, that I would make a concrete headstone with little marbles and with their names on them. I had it set in our kitchen counter to dry and left it there. The next morning, I checked on it and found a small piece of her fur right in the center. I went around to everyone and asked if they had placed it there. They all said they hadn't. It felt like she was giving me one last piece of her. I keep it in a tiny knick-knack tea kettle. I have, and it lives there with a few of her whiskers. I had found weeks following her passing. Oh, that's just a nice story of a... So she found the hair on top of the thing and some whiskers a few weeks later that were hers. I think that just gives more proof to maybe animals having spirits or animals maybe being able to stay around or just say their last goodbyes to us. That was a really good story. Not too scary, but a very sweet story too. So I guess we'll go on to our next one now. This one is called Pink the Ghost. Back in 2000, when I was 20, a friend of mine decided she wanted to get an apartment and asked if I'd be her roommate. I didn't need a place to stay, but decided to do it anyway. We moved into a nice apartment complex right next to and behind the house where my aunt saw her dead ex-boyfriend. We're also going to need that story, too. You can't just say stuff like this, send it in, and not get the other stories too, but but let's go on. The place was nice and newer, so the thought of being haunted never crossed my mind. I didn't even experience anything until my roommate got homesick a month in and had to move back in with her folks, leaving me there alone for 3 months. It started with the lights coming on by themselves. I would go to bed, always turning the lights off, and always closing my bedroom door. I was really conscious about the lights, because that's how I was raised. I'd go to bed, and at some point, open my eye and see the light coming under the door. I thought my roommate came home, so I get out of bed excited to see her, only to discover I was still alone in the dining room where the bathroom light would be on. Then the knocking started. Right after I'd laid down, there would be three loud knocks on my bedroom door. Again, thinking my roommate came home, I would get up to greet her, only to see I was still alone. A week or so before Christmas, my roommate and I were out gift shopping and went back to the apartment to wrap everything. When we were done, we were both standing at the door, checking it to see if we had everything before leaving. The apartment was completely quiet, and we heard this clearly. My acoustic guitar, which I was leaning up against the wall in my bedroom with the pick stuck between three strings, was plucked, each string in succession, then slid along the wall until hitting the floor. We just looked at each other, then walked to my bedroom to find the guitar on the floor with the pick still stuck between the strings. Those strings had been plucked, meaning the pick had been used and then replaced when done. At Christmas, during a party with her and some of her friends at the apartment, the VCR turned itself on. It did that one or two times while living there, never before or after. For Christmas, my girlfriend got me a guitar guitar tablature book for Pink Floyd's The Wall.
One night, I sat on the floor of my bedroom, learning how to play a song in it. When I was done, I put the pick and the strings and set my guitar up on the wall. But instead of closing the book, as I normally did, I left it open and went to bed. Just after laying down, I heard the pages in the book flipping on their own. It was a thick book, but the song I had been learning was somewhere in the middle. I figured the weight of the pages changed pages on its own. But when they stopped flipping, I got curious and got up to look. The pages stopped flipping on the song, Hey You. And when I read the title, I got chills and shut the book. Pleaded with the ghost to let me sleep and went back to sleep. While laying there, I realized the pages had flipped on their own from the weight. They would have gone the other way, away from the song. After that, I started calling the ghost Pink. Anytime something happened, I would just say, "Oh, hey, Pink." But one night, I had been out with a friend until around 2 a.m., and when I opened my door and stepped in, I could feel a ghost standing there. I said, "Oh, hi, Pink," and I could feel the energy go through me and out of the apartment. So that's when I figured it didn't like being called that, which didn't stop me from saying it. Shortly after, my roommate came back and stayed for the rest of the lease. Not much happened then. I figured if an entire house could be haunted, then surely an entire apartment building could be. I wanted to ask my neighbors if they'd experienced anything, but never did, and actually never really talked to them at all. And to answer some questions before they happen, my roommate and I are still really good friends. Sorry about that. The microphone cut off, but that was the end of the story. So sorry for about the last 5 seconds of that last segment, because it was just complete nothingness, but that is going to wrap up today's mini-sode. I hope you enjoyed. Please don't forget about the giveaway and send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com so they can be featured right here on the podcast. As always, remember you're never alone, and I hope to see you right back here next week for another mini-sode. Goodbye.